Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Again, exciting times for lots of films and lots of filmmakers that we know. We have friends, guests of the show, guests coming down the road. Their films are just doing fantastic on the festival circuit. Today we're going to review a film that was released to video on demand titled Flytrap. A couple days ago, last week, we had our friend Jonah on, who was one of the supporting actors in Flytrap, and he, you know, discussed the film and its process with us. So you can go into the archives. It was the last episode we did. Today, I'm going to discuss the film itself, and also you can check it out on Internet Movie Database. It has a very high score. There's a basic synopsis that you can see here that I'm going to read you. But before I mention that, I wanted to make a quick announcement for those of you in the LA area, Burbank, the Valley, Hollywood. Great independent film. I've been hearing so much about this film. I can't wait to see it. It's titled The Wedding Invitation, and it's from a director named Rainey Kerwin. And I keep hearing about this film from other filmmakers. And it's one thing when, in no way being a film snob, it's one thing when a lot of audience tells you about a film, and it applies to anything. It's a little bit different when a lot of filmmakers tell you to see a film. It's the same thing if chefs tell you to go to a restaurant or a mechanic suggests a certain mechanic. And so luckily for LA, we're going to be having a screening here. This did play in Palm Beach and New York, picked up some awards. And then it's coming to LA Friday, September 9th. That's a week from this Friday at 8:30 with a 7:30 red carpet. And this is titled The Wedding Invitation again. So what the Burbank Film Festival did was they're going to have an after party. It's an open bar. Again, be responsible. Bring a DD, don't drink and drive. The festival, the film, the show, we have no responsibility. So again, do not drink and drive. It's going to be at the AMC 16 in Burbank, which is at 125 East Palm Avenue, Burbank, California. Again, the AMC 16 Burbank. The Twitter the handle for everything is at weddinginvmovie.com. That's all one word, at weddinginvmovie. Sorry, I didn't mean to say .com. That's the handle for all the social media. And then weddinginvmovie.com is the website. Sorry, I was reading the website and saying Twitter. Numerous times have said it. I have a tendency to get too excited when I'm talking about these films, especially when I haven't seen, because that gives you that allure and mystery, and you wonder why everyone's talking about it, and you know, you kind of feel left out, not by the filmmaker or just in general. You're like, five people have seen this, I haven't. So again, check out The Wedding Invitation, check out their website, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. They're going to be having a South Dakota showing with a tentpole screening. So again, festivals and the filmmaker are doing a great job marketing this. And we want to thank Rainey Kerwin, who once schedules work out with the show and herself, she'll be dropping by, hopefully to discuss The Wedding Invitation and other things. So keep an eye out for that, an ear out, should I say. So now I'm going to get back to the Flytrap. Pardon that little break there. Our good friend Jonah, who normally so many of the great films that we've been able to review and the great filmmakers that we have on, it's our friend Jonah bringing us to him. So to see him acting in this was great. And I know I discussed that in the last episode, but this was, here on the synopsis, it says it mixes sci-fi with dark humor to tell the story of a reserved English astronomer who becomes ensnared by the mysterious Marianne and her creepy and dangerous comrades. held hostage in a twisted version of suburban San Fernando Valley, which that's kind of ironic because the San Fernando Valley is kind of twisted. The astronomer slowly uncovers the reason for his capture and the miserable fate that awaits him and humanity until he acts. Now, I'm going to just say something personal here. I just had cataract surgery, so I have this wonderful vision that's come back. But what's kind of crazy is that I've been so used to not being able to read a synopsis that it just makes everything so much more clear that you're literally like wanting to read the next sentence. So I'm really sorry if I bumbled that. And again, it's very hard to do these shows sometimes because I loved Flytrap. I was fortunate to see the screener. It's just listed here on IMDb. It's played 8 or 9 festivals. It's an award-winning film. Again, right now, this is on video on demand. It's on iTunes. It's on Google Play. We were fortunate to interview one of the actors who picked up a Best Supporting Actor Award at the Los Angeles Independent Film Festival, where it also picked up Ensemble Cast and Best Feature. It says it was nominated for Best Picture. So I'm confused now with what festivals do, because over the years, it's went from East Coast premiere to New York premiere to West Coast LA to Southern California premiere to Northern California premiere to, I'm wondering when they're going to break it down to the counties or the, you know, just, you know, no offense to festivals or filmmakers, but it's going to be like, it's premiering on this block because it's just hard to keep track of. And I say that here in all due respect, again, to the film and film festival. To have it nominated for Best Feature and Best Picture is kind of odd to me. So I don't know if that's they lump shorts in with features for the Best Picture. It won Best Music at the Maverick Movie Awards. It won Best Low Budget Feature, or Low Budget Film Under 100,000 at World Fest Houston. Was nominated for awards at the Indie Fest, International Filmmaker Festival of London, at the ECU Independent Film Festival, which that's kind of cool because our friend Felipe Rodriguez had his film Kidnap Capital at the ECU Independent Film Festival. So that's a cool thing to know that fellow associates and also friends of the show playing the same festival. We love to hear that. We're going to be reviewing The Hollow next week in a discussion review to promote its screening at the Golden Door International Film Festival. And that's cool because we've had the director of that festival and the director of film. So where this ties in of me going off talking about other films when this is a Flytrap review is that that's the cool thing that movies do, and that I think Flytrap, for those of you that love movies and love to talk movies, you can kind of add this to, I mean it in a good way, not the word that's associated with it, but your arsenal of movies to talk about, because this is one that kind of gets you thinking, keeps you on edge. Oddly, it's said to be sci-fi in the synopsis. I didn't feel like it was sci-fi. That's probably the genre I like the least. It's very hard to get me to see a sci-fi film unless a friend does the visual effects work on it or someone I know is on the crew. It didn't feel that way, but now that I think about it, it was. So to be a film in a genre someone doesn't like and get their attention and get them wanting to review it, again, there's nothing this show has to say good. Our only rule is we don't bash a film. So if we don't like it, we let the PR rep know, hey, we don't want to check it out. We don't want to review it. There's no need to go on air and, you know, tear apart another artist's labor. So Flytrap, I definitely recommend. Check it out. Again, video on demand, iTunes, Google Play, the various number of other ways there are to watch online video on demand. You can't even keep track of them these days, but that's what's cool because we get wonderful visions like Flytrap, which sounds like a completely different movie than The Wedding Invitation. And tomorrow we're going to have a guest on for a film called 6 Feet Down Under. So we want you to check back in because we notice here that a lot of, we're not knocking any other shows, but we're so grateful for the fact that a lot of podcasts, they review the film, Talking Pictures reviews the film, and brings you the director or one of the stars. Now, of course, we're not going to have Matt Damon on for his next movie with Ridley Scott or whomever, but on the indie side, we're going to do everything we can that if you hear about an indie film that you're going to be able to watch on iTunes or video on demand, the director will be stopping by at some point. So we appreciate that. The filmmakers, congratulations on Flytrap. We wish it well. We hope it's doing well on video on demand. And we send our aloha to everyone. And again, we're going to send a special aloha tonight to our friends in the Hawaiian Islands who are facing a tropical storm and a hurricane headed their way, that everyone is safe, our associates, their friends, family. You know, the world's crazy enough. We don't need to be having people survive or go through a hurricane. Take care. Aloha. And as always, whether you're listening to this in morning, afternoon, or evening, make sure and watch a good movie today.